Brooke going for... excuse me. Hello. Going for one win today. One win. She lost yesterday, and you're playing Brandon in Maple Valley. What's up, Brandon?
Hey. How's it going?
Brandon, have you played before?
No, I have not.
Are you nervous?
Not really.
Oh, why not?
Just part of my morning routine.
You don't sound like you get nervous very much.
Calling radio stations part of your normal routine. All right.
Just on the radio. Yeah,
you don't get nervous often, do you, Brandon?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah.
Not
I
even like haunted houses
you,
or anything? Like, yeah. You get scared ever?
I try to stay away from scary things, so.
Okay. Maybe tax season then. Maybe that's when you get nervous.
All right. And nothing makes you nervous?
My wife.
Oh, okay. All right, well, Brooke is leaving the studio. Brandon, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
All right.
Here you go. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Who was president before Obama?
Bush.
In London, does Big Ben refer to the clock, the bell, or the tower itself?
The clock.
What is the name of the branch of science that studies the animal kingdom?
Pass.
Most common college team name is what animal?
Dog.
What is the name of the chess piece that is shaped like a tiny castle?
A knight.
Okay, we'll bring Brooke back into the studio. So, Brandon, other than not really being fazed by much, what would you like the world or the few people that are listening right now to know about you?
Nothing much. I'm a pretty boring person.
Sweet.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with that at all. You know what? It's kind of a nice life being pretty boring.
I guess it's a good switch up.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're so interesting.
You don't have to worry about dying as much, you know?
Huh.
Like falling off of something, skydiving, things like that.
That's
true. You just have to worry about going home.
Worried.
About watching Netflix.
I just read an article about how mediocrity is maybe the key to happiness.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
He sounds happy.
Yeah. All right. Brooke is back in studio. Their headphones on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, your time starts now. Who was president before Obama?
Bush.
In London, what does Big Ben refer? Does it refer to the clock, the bell, or the tower itself?
The bell.
What's the name of the branch of science that studies the animal kingdom?
Biology.
The most common college team name is what animal?
Tigers.
What is the name of the chess piece that is shaped like a tiny castle?
Pawn.
Who came first in the comic book world, Batman or
Superman?
Okay, let's send it over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did with Jose.
These radio waves are coming from Uranus.
Bolaños.
Get it? All right, Brandon, you got one correct today.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Hey, I feel you. That was me yesterday, man.
Pretty mediocre. Brooke?
Mm-hmm.
Three correct.
Brandon, can you count?
I guess not.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Well, then I'll let you know. One does not beat three, meaning you did not win the money today.
Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah, see, doesn't even care. I like you a lot, Brandon. You're much like I am. All right, here we go. Let's go over the answers. Who was president before Obama? George W. Bush. In London, does Big Ben refer to the clock, the bell, or the tower itself? It refers to the bell. The tower is called Elizabeth Tower. What's the name of the branch of science that studies the animal kingdom? Zoology. The most common college team name is what animal? Eagles. There are 76 teams named Eagles. Tigers was second, and then Bulldogs at 40 teams. What's the name of the chess piece that is shaped like a tiny castle? The Rook. Who came first in the comic book world, Batman or Superman? Superman in 1938, and then Batman 1939. Brandon, you didn't win the money, but just for playing today, you got two tickets to the Pacific Science Center in Seattle.
Thank you.
All right, Brandon. You have a good one.
All right. You do.
Yeah, we'll play Winbrook's Box same time tomorrow.